Love Worth Finding is pleased to present Mary's Revelation, the seventh in this nine-part series, Voices of Easter. Today, we hear from Mary, the mother of Jesus, as we imagine what she might say to her Heavenly Father following her experience at Calvary and her discovery of the empty tomb.
Abba, Father, you warned me long ago that a sword would pierce my soul. The truth is, there have been many swords. The penetrating darkness our little family knew as we fled from Herod, the cutting looks we received from those who believed I had borne an illegitimate son, the intense prick of fear Joseph and I experienced as we searched for Jesus in Jerusalem and found him at age 12. In your house, of course. The sharp pain I felt each time someone rejected my son. These things pierced me. And for the last 3 years, I have felt the dull ache of a growing understanding that Friday would finally come. It came, Father. For 33 years, my heart had been beating outside my body in the person of my son. On Friday, my heart was nailed to a cross. I watched in agony as my son, your only son, fought his way up the hill of Golgotha, carrying the sin of the world on his shoulders. His hands, beautiful hands that had fashioned furniture with his father, restored sight to the blind, and multiplied bread for the multitudes, were hammered through with iron spikes. Feet that had walked in freedom throughout the Galilean hills and walked in sovereign dominion atop the water were pinned to a wooden beam. His raw flesh hung on those beams, while his garments were gambled away. Why would one who had given so much have everything taken from him? Even on the cross, he never stopped giving. He bequeathed forgiveness to his persecutors and eternal life to the thief next to him. The voice that had commanded the wind and the waves became so weak he could barely speak the tender words he gave to John and to me. Behold your mother. Behold your son. I listened as he offered his last breath to you, Father. I watched as his body was lowered to the ground and placed in this tomb. And I wondered, why would you let me suffer through his suffering? I had praised you my whole life, but why was there so much pain in the offering? I didn't understand. How could I understand? But today, Abba, I do understand. I recognize your hand. And my heart is restored. Today is like the first day, the arrival at the end of a long journey, the birth after the labor, the singing that follows sorrow. Morning has broken. The tomb is empty. Sunday is here at last.
We'll never know for sure how much advance notice Mary had prior to the crucifixion and resurrection of Jesus. But every mother has experienced that sense of her heart beating outside of her own body as her children suffer in a fallen world. Mary's habit was to magnify the Lord at all times, rejoicing in Him as her Savior. We'd love to bring you greater encouragement in your walk with Jesus at any time. Visit Love Worth Finding at lwf.org.